Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kelly, we are here on Monday night, and apparently we're going to be here every Monday night for the, until baseball season. That's a few weeks away. So I thought, Michael, we'd talk about the infrastructure bill.
No.
We're not going to do that.
Uh-uh.
Well, we might talk about the Biden agenda going forward.
No.
We're not going to talk about that.
Uh-uh.
Talk a little politics?
Mm-mm.
Huh, we're not going to talk.
It's Hancock and Kelly late night.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're going to talk about everything.
Everything but politics.
Everything but politics, and we're going to throw the phone line open, 314-436-7900.
1-800-925-1120. You can join us for free. It costs nothing
exactly.
To join this program. And we got Matt Pajeski over here working the board. He's going to answer the phones. It's amazing, the opportunity that lays in front of all of us this evening.
Do you remember your first memory of Colin Powell?
I do. Colin Powell passed away today at the age of 84. Complications from COVID. Now, he was
compromised.
Yeah. He had undergone cancer treatment. But I don't think anybody saw this coming, and certainly wasn't reported, at least as I saw, in the news. And, a really, truly phenomenal American story. Colin Powell, born in Jamaica. Parents came to this country. He enlisted in the armed forces, had a very decorated career, served in Vietnam, and went on to a very high-level position in the Pentagon. You know, one of the things, there are people working in the Pentagon right now that are working on top-secret, highly classified things that none of us will ever know, and their names that none of us will ever know. And yet they're doing a profound service to this country. And Colin Powell was one of them. And he rose from that perch to become chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He became the National Security Advisor. He was the Secretary of State. He served a number of presidents and really kind of marked out a path as someone who hated war, but understood that it was necessary when it was necessary. And the kind of military leader that I think the country should appreciate and hopefully see more of.
Do you remember your first memory of Colin Powell?
Not specifically. I remember serving in the H.W. Bush administration, and he had the decorated general. You know, I remember his military uniform with all the stars and bars
and
all the things. And then he graduated to the suit and tie.
Right.
And he was actually in St. Louis. I want to say it was 2009, 8 or 9. And it was after he was out of service and gave some remarks here. A humble man and a man who acknowledged that he'd made some mistakes. You know, one of them was the whole weapons of mass destruction situation in Iraq, and he admitted that he had made some mistakes and had done some things that he regretted. But haven't we all? I mean, haven't we all done
well, that was
things?
A big one.
that we've regretted.
That was a big one. But having said that, my first memory of Colin Powell was the first Gulf War. It was the first time I remember really seeing his presence. Obviously, I was, in high school? So
1991.
We're just starting to get engaged and be more conscious of what was happening around the world. And here was this African-American man in a green suit. You know, a green military suit, army suit. And he was just a cool dude. And then, you know, followed him throughout. He wound up becoming a little bit more political as he got older.
Well, he thought about running for president.
Right.
I mean, there was a real talk about him getting into the presidential fray in 2008 and in 2012, and he declined both times. And I think, you know, his wife was not a public figure. And I think he made the decision that he did not want to put her through the grind and the gruel of a presidential national campaign. And in that respect, I regard that highly in a husband. And he did that, and I think made ultimately the right decision.
Interestingly, I have to tell you, this blindsided me this morning when I heard it, because I hadn't read anything about him being... Now, I'd understood he had been dealing with some stuff, but nothing, you know.
Well, he'd undergone cancer treatment, and that had gone on for some time. And as I understand it anyway, he was, you know, dealing well with the treatment. And then he had a breakthrough COVID case, fully vaccinated. He got a breakthrough COVID case, and his immune system was weakened. And the rest, you know, it played out in the worst possible way.
Well, if you're unfamiliar with Hancock and Kelly, we are normally on Friday mornings sitting in for Charlie Brennan.
8:30 to 11.
Mark Scores. And
it's a phenomenal program.
We also have our television show on Fox 2 in St. Louis, 8:30 on
9.
Sundays.
Yes.
And now this will be our regular gig on Monday nights. We're going to have Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on KMOX.
So tonight we're going to, how late are we going tonight, Matt?
11
o'clock. 11 o'clock tonight, which is good because Michael Kelly was kind enough to procure some fuel for the evening. We had a little pizza from, where was that from?
Bartolino's.
A little pizza from Bartolino's. We had a little salad from Bartolino's.
Yeah.
And the salad, you know, I don't like to talk.
Yeah.
But it had, it was a Caesar salad.
Right.
Extra dressing, as I ordered.
Mm-hmm.
The shrimp, as I ordered.
Mm-hmm.
And they also put chicken on that thing.
Hey, nah.
Amazing. And so we
had a nice little meal.
I may be falling asleep in the next 35
prior
minutes.
Prior to being here tonight, we met up for an hour or so, which we'll probably do every week, and played a little pool together.
Yeah, we did.
Of course, my friend John Hancock was successful on the pool table.
Well, Michael, you know, it's largely it's in the wrist and understanding the geometry of the pool table.
There are two things I know about you when it comes to pool. Number one is that you grew up around a pool hall.
Well,
you're from Pulaski County, wherever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a pool hall in your family, so you would do that. And then the second thing, John, that I know about you when it comes to pool is very humble and understated about
it's hard
performances
to be
humble, on the
you know,
on
sometimes,
the table.
Sometimes in life, it's just difficult to find that inner humility when the outputs are so phenomenal. I mean,
John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We're with you all night.
Oh, no.
Feel free to join in with us.
436-7900, 1-800-925-11. Michael has come up with a cornucopia of topics that are non-political. Cornucopia of topics.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you about somebody I rode on the elevator with today.
On the elevator with Michael Kelly. Who would want to miss that? That's next on KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
Hey there, it's Hancock and Kelly. Late Night on Monday nights. We'll be with you every Monday night. We'd love for you to join us, 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120.
Well, we're here every Monday night until they ask us to stop showing up. So with that, having lived through the Mike Schilt time, I think it won't be forever, but it'll be for the next little bit. Jason is joining us. Jason, welcome to KMOX.
Gentlemen, thank you. I appreciate it. I like this new show and venue and the non-political opportunity to hear you two discourse. So first time listener, last time caller, and to talk about something on my mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, in higher education, okay, and we're talking a lot about student loan forgiveness. I wish I wouldn't have paid mine off at this point because the gamble's looking good. But who's loaning these kids, let's say, $250,000 for an education all along the line where they know, okay, well, demographically, when you do get out, if you do become the principal of Wentzville High School, you'll make this much money. Who's signing off on these disclosures?
The government.
And as the, you know, the we're the government lender. So the U.S. government as the lender, you know, if this was back in the subprime lending days, the lender is the criminal, right? So you send some young girl to Barnhart and she gets a bunch of ideas that she's going to pass along throughout her career. But I'll stay non-political. But you spend $1 million on a higher education for a $60,000 a year job. Who's signing off on this along the way? Aren't these kids responsible too? And why are we not lending like an 18-year-old or 20-year-old apprentice plumber $250,000 to start a business where there's huge demand right now? Either we should, and I kind of think we should, free market wise, but
Jason, we will masticate on that excellent point you've just made. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm happy.
Very good.
Thanks, Jay, for the call, Jason. I was happy to talk about this, but what does masticate mean?
Talk about, Michael, if you get your
I gathered that, but
we're going to masticate on it and talk about it.
All right. I'm with you. I mean, look, what is the one place in town during the he talked about the subprime lending issue.
Right.
In any city you went to when the market crashed, where were they still building stuff?
Hospitals and universities.
Right. And both of those are not-for-profit educations. And, you know, so many of these kids, I just can't even imagine what it's like coming out of school today with a house payment without a house.
Well, and the point he made, and it was a good one, is not so many years ago, the student loan industry was an industry, and the students would apply, and they were private companies that decided that this loan makes sense. Perhaps $150,000 for an art appreciation degree was not a was not a wise investment on the part of the lender, because someday they want to get their money back. Well, now the government's the lender. And, you know, and now the government's talking about forgiving the student loans anyway. So they're not really lenders. They're just handing money out, which, you know, I realize that the late night Hancock and Kelly is not going to get political. So let me just say this. The whole thing is screwed up.
Totally.
How about that?
Totally screwed up.
All right. Now, you were talking about the
elevator. I have a bunch of young people who work for me that with me, and they are dealing
You're
with...
You're really laid back in the evening, Kelly. Yeah, I've noticed that he's got his feet up on the table. Well, we come in here in the morning, on Friday morning, and, you know, we start off with overtime, and Debbie Monterey is positing a question, and Michael's got the veins popping out of his neck there, and he gets all exercised. He's talking about he's a loser, blah, blah, blah. But tonight... It's the mellow Kelly.
It is a far more relaxed Kelly.
It's
late night, John.
And no socks on, and he's got he's got his feet up on the
I never wear socks.
Which I'm sure is not company policy, but they're
Do you
up
wear
there.
Socks?
I do wear socks.
No matter what. Do you ever go sockless?
No.
You don't even have a pair of slip-ons you wear around the house?
My shoes stink.
And you have sweaty feet.
Yeah, so I mean, if I wear,
that doesn't happen.
I used to have a pair of moccasins. I loved them. They're very comfortable. I'd slip them on in the morning, and then after about 2 weeks, they smelled like the sewer. And so you can't have a sewer smelling shoes laying around the closet, because it begins to permeate everything, your shirts, your pants, your suits, your ties, everything. And so I have decided that my lot in life is to wear socks. And when I wear socks, my shoes don't stink.
So here's the little secret.
Your shoes have got to be...
I wear these little booty socks, but you can't see them when you put them on. So those are what I wear all the time.
All right.
But my feet don't really sweat.
I could have gone all day without knowing about your booty socks.
But my feet don't sweat.
Well, good for you,
it sounds like you have sweaty feet.
Everything sweats on me. You know, I got mouths to feed. You know, you're just worrying about yourself out there. I got a wife.
I feed you.
Yeah, you do feed. You fed me tonight.
Yeah, a little Bartolino. So listen to this.
All that is to say, I do wear socks.
This morning I had to run downtown to go to a meeting.
Okay.
And so I live in a building in the West End, so I go over to get on the elevator and push the down button.
Because you're on the
whatever,
third floor.
A little higher than that, but
fifth floor.
Yeah, there you go. So I'm getting ready to get on the elevator, and there's people coming from a floor above me.
Here they are.
And it's a lady and her dog.
A lady and her dog.
So her dog, the door opens, the dog looks, and I mean, this dog has this joyous look.
Is it a little dog?
A little bitty one. Pomeranian,
like
maybe.
A little like a rat.
Yeah, and it looks at me with this, like, lovely, its whole little body is shaking. Yes, it's making all these noises. So there I am in my mask. I said to the lady, hey, good morning, what a cute dog, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So now the elevator door starts to close.
Let me hold on, stop right here. So, good morning, what a cute dog. Did you get a date out of this?
No, this is my building. I'm not going to do that.
All right, go ahead.
So there I am. I'm talking to the lady and the dog, you know, I say good morning, and the dog's going crazy. Then the door shuts.
Yeah.
And the dog's nervous. It's just like staring.
Well,
and then all of a sudden,
for the dog.
All of a sudden, we hit the ground floor. The door opens again, and the dog is like... And I started to think, what must it be like to be a dog on an elevator? Like, think about it. Do they understand the concept of going up or and going down? Probably not.
Yeah,
but every time the door opens, this little dog is like, oh my gosh, this is a whole new world. This is the greatest box in the whole world.
It's like Captain Kirk being transported from the Starship Enterprise over to the planet Zircon.
Yeah. Right. And by the way, he went to space this week.
Yeah, he did.
William Shatner.
Another topic. So the dog Your contention is that the dog appreciates the fact that the door
closing
is on one floor.
Well, what do you think? Do you think the dog understands the concept of going up and down? And so do you think when the dog gets in the box every day, it's like, oh my gosh, what's going to be on the other side of this door this time?
No.
I do.
The dog has no concept of any of that.
How do you know that? The dog, John, your dog, Gus.
Yeah.
You don't see Gus for a week.
Yeah.
You go, you're on a business trip. You're in Washington, D.C. Yeah. You're with me. You come home.
25 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Gus is just so thrilled to see you.
Well,
he remembers you so well.
Get in line, Gus.
Now, just imagine being.
I mean, that's pretty much the case.
Just imagine being this little 10-pound fur ball, and the door opens up, and there's this goofy-looking white guy that walks in, me, with a mask on.
Yeah.
And then we go down one more floor, and he's like, oh, my gosh, it's a whole other world and all these other people.
Yeah, no. The dog,
I think you're wrong.
The dog is responding to his immediate stimuli. And having studied...
No, a dog has a brain.
Yeah, yes.
And it has memories.
That's an excellent point, Michael.
And it has memories.
Yes, it clearly does have memories. But the dog is not appreciating the fact that the elevator is opening on a different floor and there are different stimuli in front of them.
I wonder if dogs understand the concept of moving floor to floor.
They don't.
How can you even say that?
Well, I've studied the canine species, and if you've taken any animal husbandry classes, you would know that the dog is a sensory, principled sensory animal. And so they're taking in these sensory impulses and images that are immediately around them, and they are responding to them in real time. They are not thinking about
it. I'm still trying to comprehend what the word animal husbandry means.
Well,
it sounds like you're marrying your dog.
No, it's a term of agriculture. And so so the dog does not appreciate the fact that...
I'm
just saying.
Okay, so you don't think that... So you think the dog, every time he gets in the box... Because he has memories, is like, who knows what's going to be on the other side this time?
The dog is not thinking about, the dog is not asking himself questions in his brain. He's responding to the stimuli.
I don't know that other people are going to believe that.
Well, I can't believe for you, Michael. I can only tell you what I know to be true. The dog is not positing questions about what if. That's not a dog's... They are responding to whatever immediate stimuli
is. And okay, so you don't think a dog, when it sees a human, doesn't think to itself, what if this is a bad one? I want to get away from it, blah, blah, blah.
No.
They have an animal instinct in them.
Yes, they immediately know they don't like that person.
But you don't
think they
comprehend?
No.
No.
They don't.
So you think when the dog gets into the elevator every day, it has no memory of, I've been in this elevator
every
before
moment,
and every day.
Every moment is new.
Well, how come your dog knows its favorite place to go in the backyard? It has a memory.
Well, it's got a nose. The dog has a nose.
I think you're wrong, man.
Well, I think I'm right about this.
314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah. This is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Does your phone listen to you?
I don't know. Nobody else does.
Ain't that the truth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I've been obsessed with Van Morrison lately.
Van Morrison?
Yeah, I love his music. You like Van Morrison?
Singer.
Yeah, the Irish.
I'm kind of acquainted, but I can't name any particular Van Morrison piece.
Well, we'll pull up like Van Morrison Into the Mystic. We'll listen to a little bit of that here in a minute. But, you know, Van Morrison, he's an old...
over here on the, working the computer screen.
He's an Irish singer.
Irish,
From the 60s, 70s, you know.
His last name is Van Morrison, or his first name
no,
is Van?
No, his first name's Van, and his second name is Morrison.
Because if his last name was Van Morrison, he'd be Dutch.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, he's from Ireland, and so Van Morrison, he's most recently in the headlines because he's an anti-vaxxer, and he doesn't believe in that you should be mandated to have the vaccine to come to a concert. He and Eric Clapton have kind of tipped. There he is.
Van Morrison.
We were born before the wind.
Okay. Not familiar.
Also younger than the sun.
Really?
It's very nice, though. It's
lovely. So, Van Morrison, you keep that going. He is, he's in the midst of doing a concert tour.
Yeah. Well,
so I've been listening to him on YouTube.
Okay.
And so now my phone is sending me Van Morrison stuff like crazy.
Oh.
Buy tickets to this concert.
Oh.
But I didn't do anything. It's just that I've been
your
listening
phone
to him.
Is keeping track of what you're doing.
Yeah, doesn't yours?
I think it does.
Do you ever talk about, like, if you and I had a conversation about White Castle right now, I wonder if, my phone, soon in the next 24 hours, I'll start getting White Castle notifications.
But the phone's just sitting here.
Yeah.
And it's listening to me.
So that's what happened to me with
Van
Morrison.
I will tell you what's freaky. So I've got, for my business, I've got a P.O. box.
Uh-huh.
My clients send me checks to the P.O. box, so once every 6 months. No, I'm kidding. But I frequently go to the P.O. box. And so I pull in there, and I go to the P.O. box. I open it up, and hopefully there's a check in there. And then I come back to my car, I look at my phone, and it says 6 minutes to home. And I'm thinking,
how does it know that?
I'm going to Schnucks.
Yeah.
I mean, but it tells me that's crazy.
Yeah.
This just reminds me.
Traffic's going to be light on Highway 40 here to your house.
So my mom, God rest her soul, I used to go to my mom's every Sunday to do the laundry, just kind of check in. And once a week, but it was always on Sunday. And my phone knew that I was going to my mom's. And I'd get in the car on Sunday afternoon, and it would say, 22 miles to blah, blah, blah. That is spooky. I don't like it. I don't like
I don't like it, but I do.
Can you turn it off?
Well, I don't like it, but I do.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was kind of informative the couple of times it stopped me and said, hey, you're going to meet John Hancock. Traffic is light on Highway 40. Should take you 21 minutes. My phone will say that if we have a meeting scheduled.
Right.
So I don't like that my phone knows that you and I have a meeting.
But you like that it knows the traffic.
And it tells me how long it would take me to get there.
Huh.
So there's a certain aspect of it that, I don't like the fact that I was sitting in my house listening to YouTube and listening to Van Morrison.
Van Morrison.
And now every advertisement I'm getting on my phone, which was not the device I was using, is now feeding me on my Facebook feed. It's feeding me Van Morrison tickets.
That's another
on my music apps. It's feeding me Van Morrison music, which I don't mind.
So you're telling me that you're watching Van Morrison on your television with the YouTube app.
Yeah.
And your telephone has picked up on that, and your telephone
is now sending me Van Morrison ads.
Huh.
Yeah, on my telephone and my Facebook feed, telling me he's going to be at Caesar's Palace in October, blah, blah, blah. Now, Van Morrison, I don't know about you, but I have a couple of artists that I wanted to go see. Chuck Berry, for instance, was somebody I wanted to be able to see.
Yeah.
I've seen the Rolling Stones. I've seen Paul McCartney. You have your list. I'd love to hear it. But Van Morrison's on that list for me of people I want to go see. And so it's just interesting by listening to Van Morrison at my house on my television. Now my phone is feeding me the tickets to go see Van Morrison. I haven't Googled to look and see where Van Morrison was going to be playing.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm driving in my car right now. Got the phone sitting on the seat. I've got the dial, as I always do, tuned to 1120 KMOX. And out through the speaker of my phone is this song, Van Morrison. Will my phone in my car pick up the sound from Van Morrison on KMOX and start telling me about Van Morrison concerts?
Potentially.
Huh.
Potentially.
Is that how that works, Matt? I mean, this younger generation, you know, Matt over
here. Well, think about how, I mean, I don't like it, but I do, if you know what I mean. Like, I do like the convenience of it.
I don't like anybody.
Because I got to tell you, I'm more tempted to get myself a Van Morrison ticket now because it's showing up in other places in my life. But rather than having to proactively do it. Now, I hate the fact that my phone has been listening to me and has done that.
Right.
But boy, it's awfully convenient.
Yeah. We never had these problems before we had these phones.
Really?
And at least for me, the phone itself is not that good. It cuts out all the time. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is the most frustrating thing about the iPhone device is that it has such capability.
Yeah.
You can film movies with it.
Yeah, whatever.
You can find traffic.
You can't make a phone call.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when you go by the zoo at the on the Highway 40, your signal drops.
Huh.
When you go, you know, by the airport, you have a hard time. Or, John, what most importantly, you had in that most important interview.
Yes.
You're talking to somebody. You're persuading them on something, and what happens?
Or trying to sell a client.
Hello.
Yeah, your phone dies.
Phone dies.
And I remember in the early days of the cell phone, I don't recall that ever happening. You know, when we had the little Motorola flip phones, remember those guys?
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
You couldn't go online. You couldn't do it, but you could make a phone call, and you could talk to somebody, and it would never drop. And, you know, it was a phone.
No.
And now these things, they do everything.
They do too much.
And they tell you that it's 17 minutes to your mother's house, but you can't make a phone call on them.
Yeah, well, my phone, it is awesome because I can program my television right now, sitting here. I can record something on my television. But I'm telling you what, there is a better than not chance in a 4-mile drive to my house, if I were on the phone, my signal would drop.
Yeah, yeah. Technology.
But it does tell me when Van Morrison's going to be playing in Las Vegas,
well,
and
good for
since
you,
I've
buddy.
Been listening to Van, I kind of like it.
So you'll go see him, even though he's an anti-vaxxer. I mean, knowing your
probably,
your
I'm vexed.
On,
yeah, I'm vexed. Is there anybody you want to see before they die?
Oh.
Like Tina Turner would be on that list for me.
Yeah,
I know Elton John's on that list for you, right?
Oh.
Huh? Isn't Elton John on that list?
Yes.
When have you? I can't believe a guy like you has never seen Elton John.
So I may have told this story before. But we were, Georgiana and I, we went and saw the Rocket Man movie whenever that, what was that, a couple, 3 years ago. And aside from a couple of scenes, you know, we enjoyed the movie very much. And it was an interesting thing. And so I play the piano. So I went home and I got on the YouTube and I looked at, let's see, it was Rocket Man. I looked at Your Song.
Uh-huh.
And Tiny Dancer, and I learned them on the piano. And
okay,
I got to where
yeah.
I could really play these things, you know, and it was kind of fun. So and I was playing them every day and really kind of digging it, starting to riff on them a little bit, and it was great. So and then I come to find out Elton John is coming to St. Louis.
Did it show up on your phone?
In 2020. No, I get this ticket app thing. And so I'm thinking, wow, wouldn't it be cool, because I've never seen him, wouldn't it be cool to see Elton John, here he is now. Yes, I play this. Or I used to. Before I got.
You sing it
too?
It's
a little bit funny. Well, yeah. So, my singing voice, not so good. So, anyway, here's the take. He's coming to the Enterprise Center.
Mm-hmm. Hockey stadium.
Yes. So, I get on there, and you can look at your seat, you know, on the thing, and they got all the ticket levels. And we had had that evening, Georgiana and I, had a romantic dinner at home.
Ooh, nice.
Little filet mignon.
Oh.
A little fettuccine.
Medium rare.
Medium rare. A little fettuccine on the side. Some, I believe it was asparagus.
Yeah.
Just perfectly done. You can smell for days after. And there we were. It was probably 9:30.
I think you're omitting something you might have also had.
I'm feeling pretty good, Michael.
Do you have a little liquid courage?
We had a bottle of wine.
Yeah, there you go.
Night. And here come the Elton John tickets. And I'm looking in there on the app and picking up my seat. And, you know, you got the $130 tickets. I thought, well, that's kind of far back there. And then you can go to the front of the thing and you get the $300 tickets. But then I saw the club tickets, all inclusive.
Ooh.
Food. They serve you
cocktail,
the, all the everything you can drink.
Cracker Jack.
You're right up there, and it's private, and you're overlooking the stage. I could see from the app that I could see right down on Elton John's head right there.
You bought the big one, right?
I bought the big one.
That a boy.
Ridiculous.
That a boy.
I've never spent more money for tickets
awesome.
In my life.
How was the concert?
So, very upset with myself the next morning. I said, I can't believe I spent that kind of money on it. So I figured, well, it'll be a night. We'll remember.
A treat.
And then,
nice little treat.
And then the pandemic hits.
Oh.
Elton John's coming in 2020, they said. I bought the tickets. They say, well, he's not coming. I thought, hallelujah.
Amen.
I get my money back. The money that I should never have spent in the first place is coming back. But no. No. They said Elton John is coming. It's almost like the Bible. He's coming back. And so they won't give me my money back. I said, okay. And then they announce.
He's coming again.
He's coming in 2022. Can't believe it. And so, okay, fine. Fine. I have no idea where this ticket is, by the way. It's somewhere on my phone, I guess. I'm sure if I asked the phone. And then he fell down and broke his hip or something.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He's delayed again.
So we don't, I mean, you know, by the time Elton John gets here and I spend my $1,000, he might be like 86
years old. So he's on your list, though.
Apparently he's on the list. All right. I digress. I'm sorry about that.
No, we were talking about your list of people that you'd like to see.
Yeah.
Van Morrison's on my list. I wish I had an opportunity to see Tina Turner.
Yeah?
I guess maybe Madonna. Not really. Yeah. I wanted to see Michael Jackson back when I was a kid.
You did?
Yeah, but I kind of regret that I didn't get to. But I don't even think – what, he come to St. Louis like once, I think, his entire career?
George Ann broke into his hotel in Kansas City.
To Michael Jackson's?
Yes, my wife.
What happened?
We got to take a break.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we don't, but we do. Because, right. I mean, there's stuff going on.
Come back and find
Michael
out about...
Michael Kelly, John Hancock. We'll hear
Hancock's
about my wife breaking
career.
Into Michael Jackson's room after this on Cable X.
Wow.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Were you a Michael Jackson fan?
No.
I love him. Really?
No. I mean, even when I was a kid and they were kids and they were singing ABCs, ZZ's 1, 2, 3, they had the cartoon on Saturday morning. I didn't watch it.
Really?
I did watch Fat Albert, but I did not watch the
Fat Albert was, who was Fat Albert?
That was
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But you never saw the Jackson, but you never got into Michael Jackson,
Never did. No. Now, my wife, the lovely and talented Georgianne.
Yes.
She was perhaps the biggest Michael Jackson fan ever.
Really?
Loved him. Loved everything about him. Still listens to his music today. Well, she was a big Motown fan. She loves all things Motown, and her family's from Detroit, so maybe that's part of the whole whatever. So when she was, I guess, I don't know, 13, 14 years old, she loved Michael Jackson. And so he was doing a concert in Kansas City. And her best friend, Kiki, across the street, Kiki's mom took them to Kansas City to see the Michael Jackson concert. And Georgianne was a Michael Jackson fan. So somehow or another, they found out the hotel where he was staying.
Mm-hmm.
And she's good. I mean, my wife could have been a detective. I mean, she is.
Really?
She's amazing.
I think most
women
are that way.
I can't get away with anything. But so anyway, she finds out where Michael Jackson is in the hotel. She somehow ascertains that there's a floor that you can't get to.
Well, of course.
The whole floor. It's off limits.
You have to block the whole floor for a Michael Jackson.
So she recognizes that has to be where Michael Jackson is. So she and her friend get on the stairs. Now, obviously, this is before 9/11 and terrorism,
sure,
blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So they somehow make their way up to the floor where Michael Jackson is.
Through the stairwell. Yeah, okay.
And they're going down, and they put their little ears against the door, every room, and they're listening, and they're listening. And they come across a room, and there's a cartoon playing. And it's, it's a cartoon. And she says... She thinks this has to be Michael Jackson's room.
Mm-hmm.
So she knocks on the door.
Michael Jackson
You're
answers
kidding.
The door. And yes.
Wow.
And then they get whisked away and taken out, you know, and thrown out on the street there.
Did he say hi to her or anything?
I think he did say hello, and that was it. And then
the security was what the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
She didn't get, like, busted by the police,
No, they went to the concert the next night.
Think about that.
And but how brilliant must she have been? To know, as they're listening to the doors, that when she hears the cartoon playing, that must be Michael Jackson's room. Huh. And sure enough, it was.
Most women in my life are like the smartest detectives.
Yeah.
Like, they can... I have a friend of mine who's... It's a mother of a buddy of mine that I grew up with.
Yeah.
This lady, if we brought a name up and we came home like, oh, I hung out with this new guy, John Hancock.
Yeah.
The next day... She would know everything about that kid, John Hancock.
Even before
what
the
he
Google,
did, blah blah blah.
The good thing about me is I'm very hard to Google. There's a million of us.
Most people think you're probably calling to, you know, get them to invest money with them or
right,
something. Isn't
exactly.
that what John Hancock does?
Yeah. Well, it's the insurance company.
Yeah. How did you think they got licensed to use his signature for the insurance?
So an interesting story that. Mm-hmm. He had no kid. Well, he had two children. They died in adolescence. So when John Hancock died. The former governor of Massachusetts. He was the first president of the United States under the Articles of Confederation. Bet you didn't know that.
I did.
Oh.
You've told me.
He was the president of the Continental Congress of the United States. And so he died. He left no heirs. And it was a name that was known. And no one had ever copyrighted the name.
Right.
So the insurance company took the name. It was up there for grabs. They copyrighted it and went into business as John Hancock Insurance.
So none of his heirs ever got out?
He didn't have heirs.
And so his signature is still being used by that insurance company today.
Yeah. It's over the left field, the Green Monster there in Boston at Fenway Park. You'll see John Hancock.
There has to be heirs who've figured it out now and gone back to try to litigate.
I mean, take myself, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of us cousins out there, but he had no direct descendants.
Your name, John, is a family name, though, right? Aren't you named after somebody?
No.
Did they know when they named you they were naming you after one of the most famous names in the world?
Unless my parents were incredibly stupid, they knew exactly.
Well, that's why I asked if it was a family name. Like, they were naming you after cousin John or brothers.
It was my cousin. So my mother...
He just said it wasn't a family name. It is, in fact,
not
a family name.
No, let me tell the story.
All right.
Since you asked, I wasn't going to tell this, but since you asked, my mother and her sister, Totsie, mm-hmm. Aunt Totsie. Aunt Totsie was a...
I bet she was a ball of fire.
She was a marvelous woman.
Was she a ball of fire?
Yes.
Would she take a nip with you?
She was... Aunt Totsie was tough. And so, Aunt Totsie, my mother's younger sister, she had four children. My mother, at that point, had two. And Aunt Totsie's youngest son, and by the way, Totsie's last name, she married a man named Tim Kennedy. And so they had a son born in 1962, and they named him after the president.
John
Kennedy. They mm-hmm. were big Democrats,
Totsie
and
people.
Tim.
Yeah.
So John Kennedy was born in 1962, and I came along in 1964. And my mother, not to be outdone by her younger sibling, she's got John Kennedy.
I'm having
John Hancock, and that's pretty much
that is the greatest story ever.
Yeah, that's how.
Wow. So when did you become conscious of the fact that your name was the name of somebody uber famous?
Oh, it was a guy, teachers in grade school.
Okay,
you know,
do you ever have issues when you try to order a pizza?
No.
This is John Hancock.
Not anymore. I mean, people look at, but you know, I think there's more of us around now.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of John Hancocks running around.
Like, could you imagine if you're a girl out there right now whose name is Taylor Swift and you're calling up Domino's?
Mm.
Yes, I'd like to order a pizza. You know, large pepperoni, me and my girlfriends. What's your name? Taylor.
It is. I'll tell you the other big issue, because my son is Junior, John Hancock Jr.,
mm-hmm.
and that's really confusing. So, you know, we get each other's mail, and it's a mess doing taxes, and, you know, you wonder if it's worth it to have a Junior.
Have you guys had mix-ups where he gets your tax returns and you get his?
He went to the bank one time, and the teller's trying to take some money out of the bank, you know? And the teller's about, Johnny's probably 22, 23 years old at the time.
And the teller starts flirting with him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
hey, Junior, how are you?
She was into my bank account.
That's the best. That's the best.
So what are you going to do?
So
not that there's much there.
No, I get it. Yeah. So Junior, does he like being Junior? Does everybody in the family call him Junior, or does he go by John? Or
well, what? According to my last Father's Day card, he does enjoy being Junior, yes.
No, what does the family call him when you're all together?
Johnny.
Johnny, and you're John.
I'm John.
Yeah.
I was Johnny until he came along, but now I'm John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how I'm all Mikey. the little nicknames when you first get married, they kind of dissipate over time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had some good ones.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm not going to share on the radio.
Nicknames that, like, family would call you and stuff?
No, my wife and I.
Oh, yeah, I bet you guys did have some great nicknames.
Oh, we did. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
We're going to do this for a couple more
hours.
Well,
that's what they tell us. And you have skillfully put together a list of topics that unrivaled in the annals of radio history.
Listen, you and I are going to get out of here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a little coffee.
We got some news. Oh, a little coffee. That sounds good.
And then we're going to come back after the news and continue our evening.
And folks, if you could see these topics that I'm gazing upon here, you would be absolutely amazed.
With Hancock.
The mind of Michael Kelly has come up with.
Kelly, you're welcome to join us. 436-7900, 1-800-925-1120.
We'll see you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.